Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. Fulfilling a beggar's need in the masjid. Sayyidina Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that one day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them, "Did anyone of you feed a destitute today?" It so happened that his father, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, thereafter entered the masjid and found a person begging. He took a piece of bread from Abdul Rahman and gave it to the beggar. Note, certain fuqaha jurists have regarded it makruh to give anything to a person begging in the masjid proper. Allama Shami rahmatullah alayh is of the opinion that one may give a beggar on condition that he is not causing any disturbance in the masjid by disrupting the rows or climbing over people's neck. Expressing joy upon the arrival of a beggar. It is narrated that Sayyidina Hussein ibn Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma used to express joy upon the arrival of a beggar. He would say, "The beggar is transporting our goods to the hereafter." Note, by giving something to a beggar, we are transferring our wealth from this world to the hereafter, as the perpetual rewards for it will be attained there. The great Tabi'i, Ibrahim Nakhi rahimahumullah, used to say that beggars are the best of people. They freely offer to carry our goods to the hereafter if we wish to send it. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Sallallahu